My name's Paul Murphy, and over the last two decades, one thing has constantly intrigued me. How do we get a consistent flow of targeted traffic to generate incredible profits and at the same time set up processes and systems that remove all the stresses and headaches that come with online marketing? Together, we will discover the unknown strategies that exist right now on how to set up powerful marketing systems that allow us to turn our businesses around fast and give us the power to not live life on someone else's terms that we never signed up for in the first place, but have the lives we always dreamed of. Traffic's the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions. Now, on with today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Hope you had an amazing weekend. Hope you're having an amazing start to your week. So tomorrow we launch my brand new training, which I've never revealed to anybody, how to start a wildly profitable consulting business working part-time with just two clients per month to generate a six-figure income. And this can be teaching what you already know, or if not, you can actually learn a skill and create a market of one. And that's what I want to talk about today, actually. But before I do, if you haven't signed up, you've literally got less than 24 hours, right? So it's tubeclient.com. There's a link in the show notes and you can just add yourself to the email list and then you're in, right? And then we close this thing because we are literally launching tomorrow. So what I want to talk about is the power behind creating a market of one. Who to model on this? Like, who's actually done this? Because I've done it as well. And why this is important, because if you're trying to bring something out into the world, it's very, very, very hard to stand out, right? Now, with what we teach in the training is like you will be able to solve 10 pain points and bring people over to you anyway. But if you really want something that's going to kind of take the world by storm, for instance, my last course, ATS Academy, has done over $7 million. Like, I never envisaged this, right? And I took a basic principle of what I saw others were doing and created a market of one. And it's actually very, 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 very simple. It's really easy to do. But you have to kind of know how to do it to do it, right? You have to kind of know, like, what's the science behind it, what works. And what is a market of one? Well, I'll give you a few examples. So first of all, like, my ATS Academy, when I was learning about SEO, I actually started learning search engine optimization from Alex Becker. I was ranking websites on the front page of Google for years. I was actually ranking quite a few websites without any real knowledge. There was a kind of couple of hacks that you could do. But then it got like a bit more complicated as lots more people were doing it. And I enrolled in a course in 2015 with Alex Becker called SourceWave. And it started to teach me all these sort of black hat ninja strategy, or gray hat, should I say, ninja strategies on how to get websites to the top of Google. And I was having sort of some success with this, and Google was fighting back and having all these penalty slaps, and it was kind of like a cat and mouse game. And then it turned, like, it went from being a really hot thing in the industry to being kind of like nobody cared. And around the same time, there was all these amazing advertising platforms springing up that you could generate business. And I can remember, I think it was 2007. A lot of people say it was 2011. It wasn't. It was 2007 that Facebook allowed you to start running ads. And I had a community project in Brighton where I lived, which was called Brighton Socializing. And it was kind of a thing before Meetup where people who lived here, who didn't know that many people or didn't have a great network, could basically just meet up with others. And it was kind of a bit of a dating site as well, but that wasn't the plan. Like, lots of people got together and met partners and things like that, but it was kind of, wasn't supposed to be that, but I think a lot of people used it for that. And I actually met my girlfriend at the time on it as well. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of one of those things. But I put it on Facebook and I put a budget of £1,000 behind it, and it literally waxed the whole thing in a day. But it worked, right? I got loads of people signing up for this thing. And I had to switch the ad off because I didn't have that sort of money, right? And I can remember we went from like two or three people turning up to this event, and then it was like 12 and then 15. And then we had like a badminton club. We had to sort of hire two courts instead of one. You know, kind of all these things that we were running on there started to take off, and it was doing really, really well. And yeah, I ran that for about a year, by the way. If you're kind of wondering, like, whatever happened to that? Why don't you do that anymore? I ran it for a year, but I wasn't very good at delegating hosts. I was kind of hosting everything myself. So that meant I was out virtually every night of the week and I just got burnt out. I literally ran it for a year and I'd met somebody as well. And we were kind of not wanting to go out quite so much after going out all the time, right? So I handed it over to a buddy of mine and then I think he ran it for a little while and then it just sort of disappeared. And then Meetup and all these other things sort of came out of the wake of that, right? So there wasn't really a need for it anymore. But yeah, I got 1,000 members within no space of time using Facebook ads. So all these kind of like really exciting platforms came about and SEO was starting to get really sort of not trendy anymore. Nobody was talking about it. Google were basically fighting back. And if you want to think about it, like all the big gurus now, the ones that have been around for a while, like Russell Brunson, that's what he was doing, right? Grant Cardone, that's what he was doing. Like all the big Gary Vee, like everybody who has been around for sort of say before 2010, at least was trying to get on the front page of Google because it was the way to make a lot of money, right? And yeah, so this was really, really hot. And then it was really not. Like completely not hot, but it was my skill set, right? It was kind of like what I had. So how did I take SEO and turn it into a $7 million course? Well, what I actually did was, and again, some of this was by accident. It wasn't by design. It was just something I figured out. But then I noticed a lot of people doing it. So a lot of stuff that I've worked out over the years is kind of I fell into, and then I realized other people are doing them. It's kind of weird. Like it's almost like it's a zeitgeisty thing. People kind of fall into things. And I'm, you know, no different to that. Like, I know that some of the things that I've discovered, I discovered by accident. But also, you know, obviously when I was trying to market, I wanted a good hook and I wanted something that was really kind of catchy. So SEO, nobody cared. And I rarely use the term SEO, search engine optimization, by the way, that stands for if you're not aware. So SEO, if I say that, it's search engine optimization. And I was kind of like, I have this skill set. And then I put a course up and nobody like wanted it. I couldn't give it away. And it was kind of weird, but I was kind of, you know, I wasn't really putting the course up to give it away anyway. It was kind of just like to get some knowledge on how to create a course. But anyway, I had this knowledge. And then I started to notice in April 6, 2017, I'll never forget it, videos started appearing on page one of Google. And I started thinking, well, you know, can I apply this SEO to that, right? And I was kind of like using some of the tactics that Alex Beckwood used, and they didn't really work. It was kind of, but I had such a knowledge now of SEO that I knew that if I sort of went in the trenches a little bit and kind of played around with it, I could figure it out. And I did, and I figured it out really quickly, actually. It was kind of like I could work out how to get anything on the front page of Google within a very short space of time. And in fact, there's a way where we can get something immediately on the front page of Google. So we came up with our free course that we give away called the 24-hour ranking system. It's like a course that we gave away where I initially, when I was creating that, I was putting videos that I was putting up on YouTube inside this course and then giving people this course away. Eventually, I evolved it because we put more in there and it became a much better course. But a lot of the gold I was training on YouTube just sort of went in there. I'm not sure it actually has any of my YouTube videos in there at the moment because we revamped it a few years ago. We changed a lot of the content. But I was noticing that I could rank YouTube videos. So it was still SEO. I was still putting stuff on the front page of Google and YouTube, which is SEO, right? That, you know, organic ranking. But my market of one was I was creating free Google ads because not only was I taking SEO, but I was applying it to videos. And to this day, if you now ask anybody in the industry who's the number one person for YouTube SEO, most people will say me. And I'm not saying that to brag. Like, it's because nobody else really does it. I do it. And the people that I've taught to do it, they usually just use it for their own businesses, right? So I'm the only one really that's teaching these strategies. And that's how I've created a market of one. So I am the category king of my market because I've taken something that's still really valuable, obviously, in the sense that getting people on the front page of Google and YouTube is still a very, it's a very sought after commodity, because most people are doing paid ads because they don't think they can get there, to be honest. Like, most people don't even think that they have a chance. And in all honesty, if you're trying to do these strategies with websites, you don't really have a chance anymore. You're looking at page two or three at best, right? And 70% of, and when I say page two or three, I'm talking about, if you think of pages as in like blocks of 10 listings, because now it's a scroll, right? But blocks of 10 would be, the first block of 10 would be page one. The second block of 10 would be page two. So because of that, we are, you're not getting into the sort of 30s, 40s with websites. And of course, people don't really pay much attention to websites anymore. There's so many other ways to get people's attention that people are looking for, that people prefer video, right? Video is king of all content. So we kind of stumbled upon this thing, like, where we had video, which is the king of all content, and the front page of Google and YouTube, which are the two biggest search engines. Suddenly we have, you know, we have a lot to go on, right? We've got a lot of, and again, we are a market of one. To right up until now, I do not know anybody that does this, especially as effective as we do. And if there are, there's maybe two or three others, we're definitely at the top, right? So we created a market of one, right? But I'll give you some other examples of this, like how you want to start thinking about this. So in the last, obviously the last podcast episode, we were talking about like how to price your services. But obviously sometimes you're going to go through that process. And if you haven't, go and listen to that, right? It's really, really important. But it's quite a really important part of the process. But if you go through that process and you kind of don't get to a, like, you want to get to a figure where you're going to be literally 5,000 or above. And the reason we say that is because it's your time, right? You're working one-to-one with these clients, and we want you to get a six-figure income. We want you to get a six-figure income without having to break your back, right? And also, but to do that, you have to value it at something that you're comfortable with and your customer's comfortable with. And there's a workshop in that episode that shows you how to do that. But even when you do that workshop, you may not get to something that's valued at 10 times 5,000, for instance, at 50,000. And there may be things out there that you can teach and you can't see the value no matter how many times you do it. Well, this is where this is going to come in handy, right? Creating a market of one. Because when I talk about like some of the gurus that have done this, you can take this and then make a market of one, and you can easily value it at 50,000 plus, right? So a couple of other examples, right? Alex Hormozi, right? Alex Hormozi had Gym Launch. Now, all Gym Launch is, if you actually go and look behind the scenes, is he was taking, his very specific thing was he would launch gyms and get them off the ground. But how would he do it? Through Facebook ads. So what he did was, to create a market of one, he took something that was saturated, Facebook ads. So instead of just putting up a, I run Facebook ads and showing everyone in the world, he went very, very specific on gym launches and said, I will launch your gym. Didn't even mention Facebook ads. I will launch your gym and, you know, blow it off the ground, right? And then once he'd launched a few gyms, he basically turned this into like a training package. And then he was selling it for like mega money, right? All around America. And I think he was only doing it in America. And then he sold this company for $50 million. $50 million, right? And he took something, he came into the industry when something was completely saturated, which is Facebook ads, Facebook ad agencies. They are saturated right now, right? But if you can basically apply it to something, then you take it off the ground. Sam Ovens had, his star student was someone called Andrew Argu. And Andrew Argu, as far as I remember, I think it was accountancy. So he did the same thing. He took it for accountants and went to like $500,000 and $1 million a month. He was doing like $500,000 a month in a very short space of time. $500,000 a month, right? Like, think about that. And that was Andrew Argu, right? And another example, somebody who I've worked with a couple of times, is Robbie Blanchard. So Robbie Blanchard, again, he took Facebook ads, but he applied it to something very specific. He applied it to ClickBank. So he basically has now got a market of one, because he was at one point the number one ClickBank seller. So he got that title using Facebook ads. Then he just started showing everyone how to do it. Right now, I've seen people do that over the years, but not as effectively as he's done it. Right. And again, he got a 2 Comma Club X award in a very, very like short space of time, which is a $10 million award. Right. So he got that in a very short space of time because he took Facebook ads applied it to ClickBank, and then he created a mega course, right? Because he can now show everybody. And of course, it sold really well because he's only focusing on one thing, literally keeping it super simple, focusing on one thing, right? And that's the key here. And obviously, if you keep it super simple and you focus in on one thing, you're going to, that's all you need to show that person when you work with them, right? So you work one-to-one. If you decide that you're going to work, say, for instance, you'll say, right, I'm going to do Facebook ads for chiropractors, right? I'm going to be the number one person in the country by being Facebook ads for chiropractors or YouTube ads for chiropractors or YouTube marketing chiropractors, right? We're not going to be selling the fact that you're going to be running ads. You're going to be launching their chiropractors. You're going to be growing their chiropractor. You give them a very specific outcome, right? And then what's going to happen is that you'll become the number one in that niche. But not only that, they're all going to recommend to you because you're the only person really that does it, right? There's a lot of people, a lot of business that I get through recommendation because people are saying, like, how do I get on YouTube? How do I, you know, grow on YouTube? How do I do this? It's like, oh, Paul Murphy. Like, people recommend me because I'm number one of my category. And if you're number one in your category, they call it category king or category queen, right? If you're that number one person in your category, you're going to have everybody in that industry recommending you as well, right? And not only that, like, anyone who comes along, you're already number one, right? It's very easy to defend because you may have one or two pieces of competition, but you're not going to have the whole, you know, if you go and look at how many, like, Facebook agencies there are out there right now, there's millions and they're all trying to stand out. It's not that easy thing to do, especially when you're just starting as well. So the way you create a category of one, if you hadn't kind of picked up, is literally taking a skill set that's in high demand that can actually get results for people, like Facebook ads, YouTube ads, maybe TikTok ads. They're in high demand at the moment. Or, you know, you could do something with SEO if you don't know about that, or something that's going to help people grow their business, right? Something that's going to be a big asset and then applying it to something super specific. In my instance, obviously, SEO with videos, Robbie Blanchard's Facebook ads with ClickBank products, Alex Hormozy's Facebook ads with launching gyms, right? And you think, like, you probably think there isn't going to be a massive market for gym launches, but there is. How many, like, if you think about any type of shop in your town, how many of them are opening and closing all the time? Any type of thing that you can think of, like a, you know, like a coffee shop or a convenience store, or like, you, all you've got to do is just choose something, decide you're going to help those people. I would, or what I do recommend is choose, you know, this is optional, but choose something that you've got a bit of an interest in, right? Because it just makes it a bit easier. Obviously, Alex Hormozy is built like a built like a brick, fill the rest in, right? Because I don't swear on the podcast. He's massive, and he's obviously into doing weights and into nutrition and into all that stuff, right? Massively into it. So gym launch was probably just a natural thing for him. I think initially he might have even owned a couple of gyms. I can't remember. But you see what I mean? It was a natural thing. So sometimes the answer is obvious, but you want to learn a skill. And actually learning Facebook ads, learning TikTok ads, learning, most of these things are super easy, and there's millions of places to learn them, right? So it's not like you're going to struggle to learn that as a skill set in itself. But then when you apply it to something very specific, you now become number one king of your market. So hopefully that's useful. Hopefully that helps. And like I say, this is going to be the last podcast episode we do before the launch. So if you are now listening to this after the launch, go to tubeclient.com. And you, like, I can't tell you what's there. It may well be shut for a while. It may well be we have some training, but tubeclient.com is going to be the domain even after the launch. But right now, if you want to get on the waiting list and be the first people to get access to this training, right, you need to sign up before the 30th of April, which is tomorrow. That page comes down and then we close it, right? So it's tubeclient.com. That's it. So yeah, have an awesome day, guys. And those of you who are going to be on the challenge, I'll be seeing you guys tomorrow. I cannot wait. This is super exciting and you're going to love it. So yeah, have a great day and I'll catch you soon. If you are tired of paying for ads that do not deliver and you need to reach a super targeted audience, driving them direct to your products and services with free, targeted, evergreen traffic on Google and YouTube, then our Gold membership is designed specifically to help you get results fast by claiming your first free Google Ads. Now, the great thing is that your first 2 weeks are completely free. To get started, head over to iservefirst.com. That's iservefirst.com, links in the show notes, and you'll be able to start driving 100% free targeted traffic to your business today.